Hey guys, what's up? It's your girl Shania, and I'm welcoming you to the Compositions Podcast. You know, for the mind, body, and soul, of course. Let's jump into this week's episode. Hey guys, what's up? Surprise. This is an impromptu episode this week. Sorry if I sound super crazy and if I'm like coughing. I am getting over a cold, so Please bear with me. My throat hurts, so it hurts for me to kind of talk. And I sound super stuffed up, so I'm sorry. And I'm sorry if it sounds like I'm trying to breathe for dear life, but I really am. So I'm doing this episode because something has been on my mind and my heart, and I actually decided, you know what? It's time for me to sit down. And also, I miss you guys. I miss recording, but like I said, I'm still taking a hiatus and, you know, grinding this life shit out and really just, you know, figuring out myself and figuring out what the hell it is I want to do, how I can elevate, you know, this platform that I have. So I miss you guys. I don't know if you guys miss me. I hope that you guys miss me. And I'm going to be back sooner than you think. Summer is coming up, so I am going to be, you know, enjoying myself during the summer, but I didn't forget about you all. The Compositions Podcast is still going on. It's still going to happen, so don't think that I'm just, like, you know, stopping, but, no, don't think that I'm quitting, because I'm not. I'm just resting. I'm not a quitter, so I'm not going to quit on you guys. Because this is still something that I want to do. And I also hope that you guys are enjoying, the post-it notes that I have been posting on the Instagram. If you are not following us on Instagram, it's compositions.pod on Instagram, and every Thursday in replacement of the episodes while I'm on the hiatus, I am giving you guys post-it notes, just kind of like tidbits of things that pop in my mind, little affirmations, reminders, and topics. And attached to the quote-unquote post-it note is, you know, just my thoughts, my feelings about certain things and topics. Some things get personal, some things are just kind of general, or just to say, you know, you got it, you're not in this alone. So I hope you're enjoying those. I love you guys a lot, and I appreciate you for sticking with me through this. So I'm probably not going to be before you too long, because it takes a lot out of me to talk, if you can hear that, which I'm sure you can. So let me just go ahead and jump into it. So I wanted to talk about how, like, in this quest that I'm currently on, this hiatus that I'm on, I've realized that people are in this life shit, they're really doing what's best for them. Like, and I know that sounds like, duh, Shania, but that's not what I mean. I mean, I think a lot of times we think that there's a certain way that you're supposed to live your life, how you're supposed to do certain things. But it's like, who made that? Who made the quote-unquote rule book? who created, you know, a structure for everyone? I'm realizing that people are just navigating the best way they know how. They are breaking the mold of what seems to be the standard and looks right for everybody else, but they're not fitting into the box, if you get what I'm saying. Like, I feel like we all kind of are brought into this, like, structure. We're kind of taught this structure of how your life is supposed to be. You know, you're supposed to get married, you're supposed to have kids, you're supposed to get the good job, you're supposed to go to college, you're supposed to meet the perfect spouse or the perfect person or husband. You're supposed to meet the perfect wife. You're supposed to make a lot of money and retire at age 60 and do this and do that. But, sorry guys, I know this sounds so disgusting. But I'm realizing that people truly don't know what the fuck they're doing. Sorry to be so blunt about that, but I'm being completely honest. Like, people don't know what they're doing in this life. Like, people are literally figuring this shit out day by day. And I know that sounds like so, like, what are you, what the fuck, like, what are you even saying? Like, duh. But when you actually sit down and think it, like, think about it and dissect it, it's mind-blowing that literally people don't know what the fuck they're doing. Everybody's just, like, going through this shit alone. Like, trying to make the best decision for what is in front of them right now. And a lot of times, most of us are thinking we're making the best decision for the future, when the truth is that we don't know what the fuck is going to be presented in front of us when we get to that point. So, I was watching the Red Table Talk, the recent one on Monday, and Grammy, she made a point. They were talking about relationships and cheating and all that shit, and she was like saying, you know, we always go into it saying, you know, if somebody cheats on me, I'm going to leave or I'm going to do this. But the reality of the situation is that you don't know what you're going to do until you get put in that situation or you're presented with that in the first place. So I think if we all just kind of not stop trying to plan, I think if we became more, you know, free-willed and more willing to just go with the flow and follow our own desires and our own, like, insides and what drives us and what moves us and motivates us more, I think we would be moving in more of the path that is actually, you know, designed for us. I think a lot of times that's where people end up having, like, midlife crisis, or how I like to call it, quarter life crisis, because they get to this point and they get to, like, 50 and they realize that, oh shit, the shit that I was doing was just because I was told to do it. This is what I was taught. This is what I was learning at the time. And none of that shit fits me. Like, it doesn't even go with who I am. And I think I'm at this point in my life that I'm realizing, I'm realizing that I'm not going to say that I am weird in my own sense, but I'm not even focused on the shit that I'm supposed to do. Not supposed to do, but, you know, the stereotypical, you know, path of life. Like, I'm not that, I've completely am getting rid of that idea for myself. and it's a struggle because a bitch still gotta pay bills. A bitch still has to eat and live. And it's like, yes, all that stuff, I would love to just, you know, sit in my power and create all day, which I know I could, but I also can't be, you know, blind to the fact that I have real life shit going on. You get what I'm saying? Like, I can't be blind to the fact of my responsibilities, because that would be irresponsible of me to do that to myself and put myself in a worse predicament than what I'm already in. You get what I'm saying? So I'm not saying, you know, say fuck all this shit, like, up and quit your job and you know, say fuck all your debt and the feds are coming to look for you. I'm not saying endanger yourself and put yourself in a worse predicament. What I'm All right, somebody called me in the middle of my episode. Annoying. Anyways, what I'm saying is if you feel like, you know, what you're being told doesn't fit you, if you feel like you're not living in your fullest self, I don't want you to sell yourself short. Like, take the steps necessary to be able to live in your fullest truth and what works for you. Because, like I said, everybody's just figuring this shit out one step at a fucking time. I'm telling you, like, it blows my fucking mind how many people I converse with on the daily or regularly. Like, and it's even funnier because for example, in the sense of, like, marriage, I talk to married people, recently divorced people, people who have been divorced for years, freaking newly married people, people who have been married for, like, 10 plus years. I talk to single people, and I think a lot of times in relationships, I think people have this, you know, Prince Charming, McDreamy type idea about shit. And the truth is like, once you get into that situation, shit is just completely different. When you're dealing with two human beings and, you know, on an intimate level, and when you, like, decide to make it a marriage, a lot of shit goes into it. And I think what messes people up with marriage, and I know I'm going off on another tangent, but I think what messes people up when they think of the idea of marriage, they look at it as a controlling factor. And I think it's so much far from, like, sorry, I think it's so much far from that. Like, honestly, marriage was literally, like, a government-type ordeal. Like, and I don't think people understand that. Like, when you look at the history of marriage, it literally was, like, just a thing. So, you know, when I have this, you have that. Like, and I think people get the wrong idea about marriage. I think people get the wrong idea about, you know, long-term relationships or whatever. And when I tell people I don't know if I want to get married, people get offended. And I'm like, what are you getting offended about? First of all, this is my choice, not yours. Do what you do. But, and when I explain to them, it's like, I don't want to get married for the wrong reasons. Like, I don't want to go into a marriage or a relationship having, you know, false ideas or, you know, ideas of things that were imprinted on me via movies and just dumb societal shit when I've never even been in the situation myself. So it's like, I don't want to do that to myself. I don't know if I want to do that to myself. And if I were to do it, I want to look at it as a partnership. Like, I want you to look at me as your life partner. Like, I don't want you to be like, you're my wife, you're my whatever. Like, I don't want it to be an ownership type ordeal. I don't want that, because that's where it gets misconstrued at, and you feel like you can't be your fullest self and I can't be my fullest self because you don't like something and I don't like something, and now we just sitting here miserable years later. That's not what I want. And in my conversation with a lot of, you know, married, divorced people, people who've been, you know, together for 20 plus years, it's like, they went into it with that idea, and over the years, things change, people change, like, and it has caused a lot of friction. And I think a lot of times, the reason why it causes so much friction to the point where people are separate is because they allowed themselves to, you know, make this picture of what they thought it was supposed to be, instead of going into it with a clean slate and allowing what will. And when I say allowing what will, I mean going into it knowing who each other are, going into it whole, and going into it as in, we're doing this together. I don't ever want you to feel like you can't be your fullest self, and I don't want to feel like I can't ever be my fullest self with you. You understand what I'm saying? So, when people go into, I'm sorry, guys. When people go into situations like that, speaking it to marriage in general, it kind of messes up things. So I just want us to get, and this is why my whole ordeal and like my whole biggest thing is for us to be free. Like, I want us to get free. I want us to heal our inner child, to allow our adult self to be free. Like, and I want us to show, you know, compassion to ourselves and to others. Now, I'm not saying, you know, be naive and be stupid and, you know, not use your best judgment and not trust yourself in situations. I'm saying, you know, people mess up. People fuck up all the time. So I just don't think that we should always, you know, be pointing the finger and being like, no, fuck that. That's wrong. That's this. That's that. I just want us to, you know, look at things more from a compassionate eye, if that makes sense. Like, I want us to be more gentle with each other. Realize that people are working through shit. People got a lot of shit going on. People got shit that they don't even know is going on with them. Now, does that excuse them from bad behavior? Absolutely not. But if you don't know, you can't, you know, be better for yourself. So I try my hardest to look at things from a compassionate, and sometimes from a compassionate eye, but sometimes I don't get the shit right. Like, sometimes I be pissed off and ego is this, and ego's running a fucking muck. Like, I don't get the shit right all the time. And I'm gonna keep it a stack. Like, I really don't always get it right. So I can't expect somebody else to get it right. You feel me? Like, I can't expect you to be perfect, and I'm not perfect myself. So, yeah. The moral of the story is we all trying to fucking figure it out. And we have to be more, you know, generous with each other. We have to be. Because we in this shit together, low-key. Like, human interaction is the big ordeal. So, yeah. Be nicer. Look at things from a compassionate point of view. I'm not saying you gotta get it right all the time, but, and like I said, I'm not saying you gotta be, you know, boo-boo the fool, but as long as you living in your truest self and you feel like that's the best thing for you at the time, and that was your truth, then who am I to throw stones at you? Please tell me, who am I? Literally nobody. Who is going to beat your ass? Nobody. Okay, maybe somebody might, but okay. That was their truth at that time, so you better be prepared. But, yeah. Like I said, I love you guys for sticking through this with me. I hope this episode, you know, does a little something for you. But this is just something that was on my mind, on my heart. And it was like, you know what? I need to talk this shit out. Let me get on the podcast and surprise the asses with a little episode for this wonderful Thursday. But yeah, you guys, I love y'all. Keep y'all heads up. Love and light. You can, again, follow us on, excuse me, I'm sorry. Follow us on the Instagram and talk to me on the Twitter, the Instagram, all that stuff, Facebook. Share, you know, share the episode, send the episode to your friends, whoever. We need our listeners up, okay? All right, bye.